Hello and welcome to our Shia in English, to our English program, Q&A with Rabbi Shalom Arushlita. We are happy and delighted to be with you, reminding you all, for any questions, for any comments, for any requests, please, you can contact us. Our phone number is 972-5241-44502. Again, 972-5241-44502. Or you can send us a mail at 148answers@gmail.com. 148answers@gmail.com. And without further ado, I'd like to pass on the microphone to Rabbi Arushlita.
Oh, shalom.
Hello.
טוב, אנחנו צריכים להתחזק.
Well, we need to strengthen ourselves.
פרשת קורח, קודם כל, זה חיזוק באמון הגדול.
This week's segment, Parshas Korach, is a big strengthening in our emunah.
כל עם ישראל ראו בעיניים שלהם איך משה רבנו אומר שאם השאל עם השלחני משה רבנו אומר
All of Am Yisrael saw that Moshe Rabbeinu said, if Hashem sent me, and the whole issue of the dispute with Korach.
Moshe Omar, אם לא עשיית אדמה, תתפתח את בריאה, דיבר האדם. כולם מסער, לא איך אדמה פותחת. תפעי, בלעות אותם, נזרק לס. כולם ראו.
Moshe Rabbeinu said, if Hashem sent me, then he will create something new. The earth, the land, shall open itself up. Gape itself, and all of them, all those who disputed Moshe Rabbeinu, should all fall through down to the core of the earth. And that's exactly what happened. All of Am Yisrael saw with their own eyes how the earth split open, and all those who disputed Moshe Rabbeinu, all those who parted with Korach, they all were swallowed by the earth. I am reading the verses.
But אמר משה, בזאת תדעון כי השם שלחני לעשות את כל המעשים האלה, כי לא מליבי.
Moshe Rabbeinu says, this is how you're going to know that Hashem sent me to do all these things. It is not from my heart.
אמר משה, אם כמות כל האדם ימותון אלה, קודת כל האדם כפקד עליהם, לא השם השלחני אלה.
Moshe Rabbeinu said, if all those who disputed me shall die naturally like anyone else, then you shall know that Hashem did not send me.
במראה עברה, אדוני פסע אדמה את פיה, בלעה אותם, את כל אשר היה להם, ירדו חיים של עולה, וידעתם כי נעשו על השם האלה, את אדוני.
But if Hashem creates a new creation, and the earth shall open itself up, and all these people shall be swallowed down with everything that they have, they shall be swallowed down alive into the earth, then you shall know that is because they went against Hashem.
וכחולתו לדבר כל הדברים האלה, ותבקה, תבקה, האדמה אשר תעתה.
And as Moshe Rabbeinu finished saying all these words, the earth split and opened up beneath them.
I'm a Israel, I'm a
Am Yisrael saw many miracles. Am Yisrael saw many miracles in Egypt, tearing and splitting of the Red Sea, with the well of Miriam, with the clouds that surrounded them and protected them, with a manna that fell down. Many miracles they saw.
אבל לפי דעתי זה ממש חיזוק באמונה חזק מאוד שראו כל עם ישראל עמדו ומשה מדבר, כולם שומעים ורואים עין לבעין שממש נס. מי עד שאמר משה את המילה האחרונה?
But according to my opinion, this miracle is unique. All of Am Yisrael saw how the earth split up. Right as Moshe Rabbeinu finished speaking, he said the last word, and the earth split open. A very strong strengthening in Emunah. The verse says, and they believed in Hashem and in Moshe his servant.
המבחן לכל פה היה ממש משה היה ענב ומחלה כבודו דיברות נקדה נגדו עצון כנגדו תמיד עוד אורץ לדעת בינם
The test here was something very special and unique. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah testifies that he was the most humble person in the whole world. Whenever Moshe Rabbeinu was offended, whenever someone came out against him, Moshe Rabbeinu forgave them. And not only that, but he was the first one who ran to them to appease them and to make peace with them.
Lama po Moshe?
Why here with the story of Korach did Moshe Rabbeinu stand his ground and did not forgive? Because here, heavens forbid, this was a trial where Korach tried to uproot the whole Torah. The Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu.
אם מחשב שלום מה חולקים אומרים שהשלום משהו וכל כמו שאמר להם הכל קיבלתי מהשם הכל.
If heaven forbid one disputes Moshe saying that what he's saying is not true, when he's disputing the Torah, Moshe told the people everything that I told you, everything I received from Hashem, from the heavenly realm. Therefore, in this situation, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that it's got to be something decisive and clear-cut. Hashem should show Am Yisrael very clearly that Moshe is the Torah, that everything that he received is from Hashem?
Moshe, Amanu, Holkim, Rabbanim, Rabbanim, Akon, אבל יש יש יסודות זה אין עליהם שום מחלות שום מחלות תורת אמת משה אמת נבואתו אמת והתורה העיקרית אין בזה מחלות כל הלכות העיקריות אין אם כאן קצת מנהגים אבל תורה אחת יש לנו.
It is like we said previously, we have a situation where some rabbis dispute and argue with other rabbis, that's legitimate, but arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu, that is not legitimate. You can't argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. Because as we say, Hashem is truth. His Torah is truth. And Moshe Rabbeinu is truth. Our Torah is one Torah. We all agree on the foundations. We have some arguments and some differences with customs that we have. But the foundations are agreed upon. It is one solid foundation.
אז שאלו אותי איך מה קורח לא עשה התבודדות.
I was asked what קורח didn't do התבודדות.
בדי כולם עושים התבודדות.
And I answered, certainly, of course he did התבודדות. In that generation everyone did the התבודדות.
אבל העבודה של התבודדות לחפש הדריכיני באמיתך.
But the work of התבודדות is to seek, as we say in the verse, guide me in your truth.
מה אתה רוצה?
What do you want?
רוצה לבטל אתונים מפני נתונך.
I want to cancel and annul my will before your will. A person needs to aspire to achieve the truth of the Torah.
הגיע הזמן של להתגלה את האמת של אבשלום, אבשלום, משה, אבשלום, אני האמת, הוא הדריכני באמת שלי.
Do you know how Korach's disciples looked like? Korach started praying to Hashem, Hashem, reveal the truth. Show the whole people of Israel that Moshe Rabbeinu is, it's a terrible thing to say, heavens forbid, Moshe Rabbeinu is false. That was what he prayed. Show the people that I am the true leader. Korach, instead of praying to Hashem, guide me in your truth and Hashem's truth, what Korach was praying for was Hashem, guide me in my truth, in Korach's truth.
David HaMelech Parel אדריכני מהשם ומאמיתך דרכך השם עודיני אורחותך למדיני תודיני אור החיים.
What did דוד המלך pray for? He prayed, Hashem, guide me in your truth. Inform me your paths. Show me how to follow what you want me to follow. All of his prayers were concentrated on what Hashem wants from him.
As
This is an example for us.
Shadam is lo mahloket imisho.
When a person has an argument and a dispute with someone, a person should come to Hashem and say to him, Creator of the world, I am seeking for, I want only the truth. And I will be happy to know that I am wrong. What is important for me? What's important for me is your truth. What is my will and my desire? To know what your will, what your desire is. And if a person truly prays to know what the truth is, Hashem will show him. He'll reveal the truth to him. From this, Hashem will merit me to open up with you and to proceed with explaining the concept of domestic peace and tranquility. Couples come to me. The husband proves to me that he's a good person. He brings as much money that's needed to the house. He's not stingy. He helps at home. He sends the kids in the morning to their schools. He makes them food before they leave in the morning. And really and truly, he's a good person. But with all of that, his wife, all she wants is to get divorced from him. He doesn't understand. He tells me he's a good person. Anyone who hears his version of the story will say he's a wonderful person. Nevertheless, look at the situation. And I tell him, listen, do you agree that I myself am a good person? A good person, you agree, right? But if I try to fix an engine of a car, that car will not drive again.
Why?
But I'm a good person. So why can't I fix the engine? People will say to me, fine, I'm a good person. Okay, that's all good and well. But you never learnt how to fix a car engine.
אז אמרתי לו, אני מסכים איתך.
I said to him, I agree with you.
כי אתה אדם טוב. גם אשתך מסכימה שאתה אדם טוב.
You're a good person. Your wife also agrees. You're a good person.
אבל לא למדת מכונאות.
But you never learned how to fix a car engine.
לא למדת שלום בית.
You never learned about domestic peace and tranquility.
זה מה שאמרנו אותי למשל הזה, זה צריכת לי לסך, קיבל ממני שהוא שאין כושר, אין קשר, לא יודע ממכונות, מה?
But that person, he accepted what I said to him, that he doesn't understand anything about how to fix a car engine.
אמרתי לו, אם אדם נוסע באור אדום.
I said to him, if a person drives through a red light,
מגיע לשופט.
He comes to the judge.
אומר לו, השופט, אתה נסעת באור אדום? אומר לו, כן.
The judge says to him, did you go through a red light? And he says to him, yes.
אבל השופט, אני אדם טוב.
But your honor, I'm a good person.
השופט, יש לך לא טוב.
The judge will send him to the psychiatrist. What has that got to do with anything that you're a good person? You drove through a red light.
אבל אותו עושה באור אדום בשלום בית.
It's the same thing with this person. Fine, you're a good person. You buy, you shop, you give money, you take the kids out. Fine, but you're driving with your marriage through the red light.
ממש עשה מזל לי שיקיבול. ממש יקיבל ממני ואמר לי, טוב, אני רואה... תעזור לי שמישהו ילמד אותי את הספר בגן השלום.
Hashem helped me, and that person accepted what I told him, and he said to me, okay, I understand. Please help me that someone should learn with me and teach me the book, The Garden of Peace.
הבין, חייב ללמוד מכונאות.
He understood that he has to learn how to be a car engineer.
זה משתדל להתפלל כל יום על עם ישראל. על מה? על כל הגברים מעם ישראל שהשם יתן להם דעת.
Hashem merited me to pray, to try and pray every single day for Am Yisrael, every single day. And what do I pray for the men? I pray that Hashem should give them das, wisdom and knowledge. I all the time meet men that have no divine wisdom.
אמרתי לו, כמה תביא לי כל יום, כל יום, תביא לי מיליון דולר, כל יום.
I said to that person who I was speaking to, even if you give your wife every day $1 million,
תקלה עליה כל העלומים שבעולם.
You'll buy her all the diamonds in the world.
אם אתה עובר על מה שכתבתי בגן השלום, היא לא יכולה להיות איתך ולשמוע בהם.
If you violate what I wrote in the book, The Garden of Peace, your wife cannot live with you under no circumstances whatsoever.
לכן, בגלל ש... מנוע ללמד ספר הזה ברבים. אני מנוע ללמד את הספר הזה ברבים.
To teach this book in public is something that I'm prevented from doing.
כי זה ספר לגברים בלבד.
Because the book, The Garden of Peace, is a book which is solely meant for men. And the classes that I give, both men and women listen to them. Therefore, I can't teach the book in public. So the conclusion is, every single man is obligated to purchase the book and to read it with intent and with understanding. And through learning this book, The Garden of Peace, he'll have divine wisdom and knowledge. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov says that it is divine knowledge and wisdom that makes all the matches between soulmates. Therefore, I tell people that anyone who hasn't found yet his soulmate was divorced, learn the book, The Garden of Peace, with deep intent and understanding, and when you finish learning the book, you will find your soulmate. It's not some kind of special spiritual virtue. The explanation is simple. A person who learns this book receives divine knowledge and wisdom. And through receiving that divine knowledge and wisdom, through that he manages to find his soulmate. I divided this book into small segments that comply through a month. All the married men need to learn this book every single month. You need to learn, but it's not enough to learn. Every single day you need to pray to keep what I wrote in the book. Because when a person learns, he knows in his mind. But he still nevertheless has a dark side. And the dark side seduces him to do things against what I wrote in the book. Therefore, it won't help him only to learn the book. One needs every single day to learn the book, and every single day you need to pray to keep what is written in the book. Normally, Hashem is allowing me to give myself as an example. I say to all the men, Hashem granted me to write 3 books on domestic peace and tranquility. So you understand that I have a bit of divine knowledge and wisdom what domestic peace and tranquility is all about. And nevertheless, every single day I prayed for my domestic peace and tranquility every single day. At least 20 minutes on a daily basis. People say to me, we don't understand. You have to pray for this, but you know all the information. And I say to them, true, But knowing is not enough, because a person who knows still has a dark side. And the dark side seduces the person to do things that are forbidden. Therefore, you've got to pray for it on a daily basis. It merited me to understand and to explain to people that when you pray for something on a daily basis, the knowledge enters your heart. This is what it says in the verse, V'yadata hayom, you shall know today, that is learning Torah, learning the information. V'ashevota el levavecha, and you shall return it into your heart, that is done through prayer, taking the knowledge, inserting it into your heart.
Hashov shekol ahad asot ha'ova la'atmo, gam ha'bo ha'orim v'kam v'kos shenkin ma'nithuim,
it is important for every single man to do a favor, first and foremost for himself, those who are married, and especially those who are married, to learn every single day the book, the Garden of
Bliss.
That is the main reason that people are not finding their soulmates. Even with all the things or the efforts that they do, they nevertheless get divorced in the end.
As end that,
because they don't have divine knowledge and wisdom. Learn the book in order to receive this divine knowledge and wisdom, and pray to have emuna, faith, and divine knowledge and wisdom to become part of you. So what did we learn? We learned today about Korach.
Korach,
we learned that what did Korach pray for in his Boidadus? Creator of the world, show my wife that I am right. Show the world that I am right. If he would have learned the Garden of Peace, his prayers would have been completely different. We still have a few more minutes. Inshallah, Rav Sheila. Well, we have time for one question, so we're going to ask one question. אנחנו רוצים הרב לשאול שאלה שלא קשורה כל כך לנושא הרב של שלום בית. We have a question that's related but not very connected. Someone tells that she is going through a course in psychology, learning all these spiritual things, and ever since she started learning it, she feels bad and odd. And she's asking, is there a problem learning it and bringing these books into the house? מי שהרב התחילה לעשות קורס בפסיכולוגיה ותורת הנפש, מאז שהתחילה עם זה היא מרגישה רע ומוזר, והיא שואלת אם יש בעיה ללמוד את זה ולהכניס ספרים כאלה לבית.
אז, כל... רם בן טוב היה אצלו יהודי, היה שמיים חרדי, הכל טוב.
The great tzaddik, Rabbi Moshe Ben Tov, someone came to him, a firm person who was God-fearing and kept all the commandments, everything was okay.
אמר לו, אמר סיבה שיש לו גם ילדים, גם שלו חרדות, מה?
He asked him, also with the kids, what is the reason that he has all these anxieties and fears?
הוא היה עוד במזוזות.
Rabbi Ben Tov, a blessed memory, was a great and pious man who used to see the mezuzah, and through that he used to realize the problem. He said to him, you have a book of heresism in your house. The person said to him, me? My whole library is all holy books. He said to him, I'm sorry, this is what I see, and what I see in the mezuzah, this is what I'm telling you. The person went back to his home and started searching book by book. He found the book of Jewish law that was written not by a friend person, by a professor that doesn't keep the law himself. He took the book out and he had salvation. Therefore, the person who's asking this question is reading books, the books that are not following the path of Emuna. My books are the greatest psychology books, and they're all talking about the issue of Emuna. Rabbi Nachman writes that the soul and Emuna are one thing. Therefore, all the problems that we have that are problems related to the soul, it has all got to do with problems related to Emuna. A person who wants to heal his soul should buy and learn the book, The Garden of Emuna. Therefore, we need to hold on, grasp on to Emuna. And our mind should learn only Emuna. Well, we have time for another question. Mishu shoel kacharav. אם אני מתפלל על משהו ועדיין לא קיבלתי את הישועה, זה אומר שאין לי מספיק אמונה? If I prayed for something and I still didn't see the salvation, does that mean I don't have enough אמונה?
כתוב שלא השלם תפילות.
The answer is, this person is still lacking prayers.
ומשה רבנו לא חשוד עלינו שחסר אמונה.
משה רבנו, we don't suspect him that he was lacking אמונה. And he prayed and prayed and prayed. He prayed the equivalent, the numerical value of poetry, what is called Shira, which is 515
prayers.
If he would have prayed one more prayer, 516 prayers, his prayers would have been received. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, be silent. Don't pray anymore. The Yetzer Hara, the dark side, tells us, be silent.
Moshe
Moshe Rabbeinu used to pray for something and did not stop praying until he received his salvation. We pray one prayer, two prayers, we already start thinking, what? I didn't receive what I got. What's going on here? Therefore, we need to strengthen ourselves and pray and pray and pray, because the foundation of everything is the faith that Hashem loves us. Another question. בבקשה, כבוד הרב. יש פה הרב עוד שאלה. מי שהרב שואל את הרב פה שואלים שאלה. האם גם השנה תתקיים הנסיעה לאומן בראש השנה? Will this year there also be a trip to Uman on Rosh Hashanah with everything that's going on with Russia and Ukraine?
אנחנו מתפללים שהשם פתח את הדרך שתהיה דרך כללה להגיע לאומן.
We are praying that Hashem shall open the pathway, should open the road, that it will be easy and speedy to get to Uman this year.
יעשון שיפתחו השמיים בנחיתות בקיה באודסה.
May the sky reopen and we'll be able to land in Kiev and in Odessa. And even better, we'll be able to land in Uman itself. But whatever Hashem wants.
אם Hashem wants שנגיע לבנו דרך מדינות, כמו שנה שעבר, ובזאת השם כולם יזכה לנסוע ולהגיע, אמן.
If Hashem wants us to travel with all the different trips that we had to go from country to country that last year, then that's what it'll be. But may we all merit to go to Uman and to be there to travel the pathway as easily as possible.
כולם להיות זריזים, להזמין מתכרטיסים, ובינתיים דרך מדינות ושפל על זה שכולנו נזכה להגיע ויהיה קיבוץ הכי גדוש על העולם.
We should all pray to go to Uman as speedily as we can. Be quick, be speedy, buy tickets. For the time being, we've got to travel through different countries, but we are praying that this congregation this year shall be the biggest ever that there was from the beginning of the congregation, from the creation of the world.
Amen.
Amen.
Oman, Oman, Rosh Hashanah, Oman,
Oman, Rosh Hashanah, Oman, Rosh Hashanah, Oman, Rosh Hashanah, Oman, Oman, Rosh Hashanah. Uman Uman Rosh Hashanah, Uman Uman Rosh Hashanah,
Ashenu Matovchelkeinu,
Shezachinu Litkarev LeRabbeinu, Ashenu Matovchelkeinu, Shezachinu Litkarev LeRabbeinu.
Tada, tada.
Thank you very much. Thank you for being with us, and with the help of Hashem, we'll be meeting you next week. Until then, may the blessing of Hashem be upon you. Amen.
Amen.